For KBIA News, I'm Abigail Keel. The Missouri Supreme Court has canceled an execution for one death row inmate and scheduled a different man to be put to death next month. The court on Thursday canceled the September 10th execution for Leon Taylor, who was convicted in the 1994 killing of suburban Kansas City gas station attendant Robert Newton. Instead, the High Court scheduled a September 10th execution for Earl Ringo Jr. Ringo was convicted of the 1998 double slaying of Columbia restaurant manager Joanne Basinger and delivery driver Dennis Poyser. The court did not say why it rescinded the execution order for Taylor, but its decision came 3 days after Taylor's attorneys filed court documents indicating they would not have enough time to work on his case before the execution. At least one political observer is crediting Missouri Governor Jay Nixon for this week's defeat of a proposed transportation sales tax. George Connor is a political science professor at Missouri State University in Springfield. He says the decision to place the 3/4-cent sales tax on the August primary ballot ensured its defeat because most of this week's political races outside of St. Louis County appealed to Republican voters, not Democrats.
You have a predominantly conservative Republican primary voter. They are the least likely to vote for any tax increase, and I think that included the transportation tax.
Connor's argument is supported by Republican Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City, who sponsored the proposal in the Missouri Senate. Kehoe says scheduling the transportation tax vote for August was a, quote, major reason why it was voted down. The nation's corn and soybean farmers are on track to produce record crops this year, as a mild summer has provided optimum growing conditions. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has predicted a record soybean crop of 3.8 billion bushels. The USDA said last month the corn crop will be just under last year's record of 13.9 billion bushels. But many market analysts and farmers expect that to be revised upward Tuesday in a much-anticipated report. Technology is also aiding the large harvests with high-yield seeds and planting systems that use GPS. The harvest forecast has driven corn and soybean prices significantly lower, but it isn't expected to make much of a short-time difference in consumer food prices. Missouri is one of 41 states in the District of Columbia that will receive part of a $35 million legal settlement with the drug company Pfizer. Veronique LaCapra has more.
The agreement addresses claims that Pfizer's subsidiary Wyeth unlawfully marketed a kidney transplant drug called Rapimmune for uses not approved by the FDA. Missouri will get close to $700,000 as part of the national settlement. Last year, in a related Rapimmune marketing case, Missouri received about $1.5 million to compensate for losses incurred by the state's Medicaid program. According to the Missouri Attorney General's office, the new funds will be used to cover the cost of investigating and litigating the recent case and put toward future enforcement of consumer protection laws. In a statement, Pfizer said that neither it nor Wyeth admits any wrongdoing or liability. I'm Veronique LaCapra, St. Louis Public Radio.
For KBIA News, I'm Abigail Keel.